Tuesday morning. It is time now for our Tech Talk segment with David Snell. He joins us every week at this time from AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, David. All right. So it's a day you are certainly celebrating on the calendar, the 28th of January. Today is Data Privacy Day, keeping that data or data safe behind a vault. It's David Snell.
Happy Data Privacy Day, Rob.
Hey. All right. So this is definitely something that a lot of people are concerned about. In fact, a lot of your segments have been about protecting your data.
I believe we talk about this on a pretty regular basis, so I'm very happy that there's an International Day for Data Privacy Day to give us even more insight and also a reminder as to how important our personal information really is and how it should be protected.
All right. So again, it's talking about all the personal information that we have, and as we know, there's lots of it and people want it. So what can we do again to protect that personal information? Because again, it's valuable in the wrong hands.
It's also valuable in the hands that we think we might trust them to use our data properly, but they don't always use it because everyone's out for the almighty buck, so they want to sell whatever they can to make more money on the information that they have in their coffers. And we, the people, are the ones who give them that information, so we're the ones that need to be careful with how much we share.
Yeah, that's true. Or a big company that has it says some guy took all the numbers home in his suitcase over the weekend and they got stolen. So, sorry. Would you like some free software?
Yeah, it's interesting that in those instances, in many instances, when something like that, a data breach like that happens, we don't hear about it for at least 6 months.
Oh, scary.
Because they have specific time frames that they have to report things and do things, and then they have to report it to the person who is affected most by it.
Yeah.
So it really behooves us to do more on our own to protect our data than to rely on people like Amazon and Microsoft and all these other folks who just continually gather data, make big blocks of this data available to merchandisers or marketers, and then we just get to enjoy the benefits of their sales.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, because you're right. Okay, so we've got a lot of information out there. We've talked about, not using certain, things that are easy to crack, and when it comes to birthdays and pet names,
sure.
Your mother's maiden name, all those things, those should not be in the password.
That's exactly right. And it really, passwords, even if they're strong passwords, nowadays really aren't the end-all be-all because they're improving the computer programs every day to be able to crack longer and longer passwords in a quicker time frame. So today you want to try to use another type of authentication. Even, for instance, even on Amazon, you can set up 2FA or two-factor authentication, which means when you try to log in, they actually send you a code to let you log in with to your mobile phone. So those are the types of things we want to think about in protecting our data so that we have all the keys to our kingdom and we control how the security keys and the one-time codes and all of that stuff comes to us. We're not at the point where we can rely on biometrics. And we can no longer just rely on passwords.
Yeah, the two-factor authentication, I feel like, gives me a little bit more peace of mind. I have to do that with my email. I feel like occasionally I do that on Facebook. I'm not sure. But I feel like it's helpful.
You have to do it on your email?
Sometimes in my email, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
My Gmail.
No, that's pretty good. Okay. And I had it, David, with one of my other work emails where it sends me a text, and then it gives me a code, and then I got to enter that code to go further.
Yeah, so in almost every case, you need to have that device that they send the code to get into that account. And most hackers or cyber criminals will not have your device.
Yeah.
So that's how to protect it more readily than just using a password.
Whew, okay. All right. So what about some other tips here, David, that people need to know? Because you know what? All these passwords, if we have to make them super long and complicated, we forget, right? I mean, our brains, we can maybe remember phone numbers, but even that's hard.
Exactly. So what we've always thought in the past was a 8-character or more password was more than adequate. Nowadays, they want 12 characters or more. So you really, it's hard to create a password like that, but you can create a passphrase or some type of a sentence that you'd remember. For example, I put in the article, I love country music. That's more than enough characters, and if you were to change around the, say, the O's to zeros, you're making it far more complex to actually crack it.
And this is good. So, and the key, too, is if you hate country music, that's the thing that I love, because, see, they'll never get that. You've got to do the opposite.
That's right.
Okay,
good
David,
thinking, Rob.
Yeah, David doesn't like country music, so. Yeah.
And lastly, that's why they're trying to keep it safe. Now, we joke about all the time finding people's key passwords under their keyboards. So that's not what I mean by write it down. What I'm saying is you'd like to use an alternative service like a password manager to keep track of all those passwords that are ridiculous to remember, but with a password manager, you'll always have them available to you.
What's the one you like again? I forget, David.
We use LastPass.
LastPass, okay.
And Pam and I share the LastPass account so that we can share passwords with each other.
That's
so, and that works. Yeah, works on your computer, works on your phone. It's always with you. So even if you try to log in somewhere else, you'll have your password list with you if you have your phone.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
476-Charlie-3-2-7-8-9-7-7-7-6-4-3-Tango-7-3-2-Victor-7-3-1-1-7-8-8-8.
Yeah, remember that episode of Star Trek where Data locks the computer? That's a crazy password.
Oh,
yeah, it's like,
that's the code. That's right.
It's like 23. Numbers.
Characters, yeah. Oh, boy.
It's crazy. All right, so we all got to work harder on passwords. David's got the full article for you, things you need to know about and things you need to think about, because today is Data Privacy Day. So think about that and remember that our data is quite valuable to those looking to exploit it. And again, this is something that we need to think about personally, and also we need to think about if we're in the business of protecting other people's data as well.
Exactly right. And it's our data. If anyone who's going to make money on my data is going to be me, not somebody else.
That's right.
David, where do people go to read the article?
Go to xsmartit.com, and you see it in my blog article for this morning. Go to 959watd.com, and you get a link to the blog from there as well.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
AxSmartIT.com. AxSmartIT.com. That's David Snell over at AxSmartIT in Pembroke. And that's our Tech Talk segment.